Oprah Winfrey has admitted she could do a better job with her new cable network called OWN. It's had disappointing ratings since it started in January. Now that her daily talk show is over, Winfrey says she's going to focus her attention on making OWN successful. Television critic Eric Deggans wanted to figure out why OWN is struggling, so he spent a day watching the Oprah Winfrey Network.
This may be the most harrowing assignment I have ever tackled for NPR.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for welcoming me and OWN into your home.
Now, I consider myself a confident guy, but it's a little scary entering a world where my concerns are among the least considered in the universe.
We're talking offensive Speedos. We've all seen that guy on the beach.
At 8 a.m., I turned on OWN, expecting to plunge into living my best life. Instead, I got an old Dr. Phil episode.
Tell your story. How do you feel about being here today?
Then a rerun of What Not to Wear.
The mom jean, which is, if you don't know, a high-rise, light-wash, tapered leg jean that makes your butt look like a football field.
Turns out the queen of all media's channel doesn't really get started with new content until 10 a.m. Strike one in this game. But when 10 rolls around...
Here she is, Gayle King.
G-A-Y-L-E. Best friend Gayle King's live talk show is introduced by the queen herself, maybe because she's always been the next best thing to Oprah anyway. Her show is simulcast on Sirius XM satellite radio, but in trying to straddle two mediums, King masters neither. Too laid back for morning television and too visual for radio. And King's gushing interview with celebrity chef Rocco DiSpirito made this male intruder feel even more uncomfortable.
How many things do men do that are maternal and generous,
yeah,
and are meant to take care of other people? Very few things, right? You know,
yeah,
we kind of work, but when you cook for someone, you're being sensitive.
That's what it is.
You're doing what moms do.
I love it, yes.
That's really attractive.
No, Rocco. Guys cook because they want to eat. Here's where I realized some of the channel's most compelling daytime programming was commercials for their big showcase series.
Dear Diary, what on earth have I done with my life?
Finding Sarah features former Duchess of York Sarah Ferguson striving to recover from divorce and worldwide personal scandal.
We appear to be not broken, but we're broken. And I am broken.
Okay, to a guy, it sounds like a bad Dateline NBC episode. But I got a certain catty thrill watching a woman who was the Kate Middleton of her day suffer through scream therapy with a Native American shaman and counseling sessions with Dr. Phil.
I've got to do this, otherwise I will die.
My own favorite OWN show is season 25, Oprah Behind the Scenes. This is where cameras go backstage during Winfrey's final season on broadcast TV, exposing the host's boundless ego and relentless perfectionism. Here's a conversation, okay, a teeny bit of an argument, between Winfrey and King on what to wear in their final appearance together.
Gayle, it's the Oprah Winfrey Show. I can wear whatever I want.
I think it's better that either we both should have worn jeans. I think we should be, I'm serious, that we should look kind of similar.
After my day soaking up the OWN spirit, this much is clear. The channel needs more Oprah and more distinctive programming. But even handicapped by my Y chromosome, I see how OWN can work by sticking to Winfrey's celebrity-gilded self-empowerment brand. Wonder when that channel will start.
Eric Deggans is the TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. And we have an update this morning. The Oprah Winfrey Network just announced that Oprah will take full creative and operational control this fall after lower-than-expected ratings and a management shakeup. Her title will be CEO.